This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. But remember, we're going to be back tomorrow to do it again and then again and then again and then again. So this hour, we're going to take a minute. We're going to laugh about Dome and Biden having a little hissy fit with each other. That's a good time. I'm going to tell you about the media spreading a lie about me that now they can't even retract if they wanted to, which is wild. I have a bonkers story about the media lying about me. I'll get to that here in probably just a couple minutes. So first, I just wanted to play this. Remember I said going into the break that you cannot extend a hand to communists. You cannot. They will not respond like any other form of human being on the planet. They will not respond with gratitude. If anything, they'll hate you more for it. This is a lesson for everybody who is in charge of any organization, whether you are a business owner, one of the leaders in your church, maybe you're a principal in your school, an administrator in your hospital. It doesn't matter what form it takes. If there is an activist Democrat in your organization, they are poison, and they will spread the poison around as fast as they possibly can. And then when you finally get rid of them one day, it doesn't matter how great you've been to them. Doesn't matter how many bonuses, vacation time. Doesn't matter if you were the best boss in the world. They will savage you when they leave. Kamala Harris. She's wild. And I don't just mean her Willie Brown days. She's wild in that her career arc rose way, way higher than it ever should have gotten, given her lack of ability to, form complete sentences that are coherent. Think about this. She rises from a young, local, ambitious politician to being a United States senator and AG of California. Just AG of California. Attorney General of California is a mega, mega powerful position. If you are the Attorney General of California, I'll put it this way, you have so much institutional power in your hands, you can walk in any building you want, any restaurant you want, and they'll find you a table. It's that kind of position. The Attorney General is here. Get her something. Rose to be Attorney General of California, then United States Senator from California. But why? Well, she's the ultimate DEI hire. She has no ability, no personality, no sense of humor. She's not a very good speaker. She doesn't know anything, as you've heard time and time again. But she's a woman and of some kind of color. I think she's half black, half Indian. I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of color there. And so in California's political system, checking those DEI boxes is going to get you a free pass from the media because no one wants to be the one who questions the black woman. So they let her go. Boom, she finds herself as senator from California. But anyone with half a brain would know, hey, that's as high as she's going to rise. She doesn't have the ability to break out of the California Democrat ecosystem and do anything beyond that. But these people don't think like that. Once you rise to that position, doesn't matter if you've been handled with kid gloves, you tend to start thinking pretty highly of yourself. After all, it says senator on my business card. I must be something. Kamala Harris decides she's going to run for president. Now, initially, for about 5 minutes, it went very well because the national media tried to do the same thing the California media did and coddle her because she's a woman of color. It didn't work. Her poll numbers briefly rose, like I said, it was 5 minutes, and then completely collapsed. When people see her, when they hear her, it's just, she's awful. Awful in every way. No personality. It's terrible. Okay, so that should be it for Dome. She's after that, you're pretty much going to stay in California, California politics. If you collapse that badly on the presidential campaign trail, you're done. But not quite. And remember, this woman is ambitious. Super, super ambitious. Everything she's ever done is because she's one of those ladder-climbing people. Somebody threw you a lifeline. And who was that somebody? It was Joe Biden. You know why? Well, Joe Biden needed her for a different reason, but the why we'll get to in a moment. But the point is, that should have been it for her national hopes, national political hopes. But Joe Biden picking her as his VP helped her break out of that. She was the vice president of the United States of America. One heartbeat away from being the most powerful person on earth. And with Joe Biden in the White House, that could have come in any moment. One heartbeat away. Now, Kamala Harris is speaking out publicly in a memoir. This is what she says in the memoir. Quote, "When Fox News attacked me on everything from my laugh to my tone of voice to whom I dated in my 20s, that's a hilarious way to put it, or claimed I was a DEI hire, the White House rarely pushed back with my actual resume, 2 terms elected DA, top cop in the second largest Department of Justice in the United States, senator representing 1 in 8 Americans. Lorraine Voles, my chief of staff, constantly had to advocate for my role at events. Quote, she's not going to stand there like a potted plant. Give her 2 minutes of remarks. Have her introduce the president. They claimed I was a DEI hire. Chris, would you roll the tape?
I committed that if I'm elected president, have an opportunity to appoint someone to the courts, I'll appoint the first black woman to the courts. It's required that they have representation now. It's long overdue. Secondly, if I'm elected president, my cabinet, my administration will look like the country. And I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president. There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
Just to be clear, you just committed here tonight that your running mate, if you get the nomination, will be a woman?
Yes.
Kamala, that's a DEI hire. If you get the job because you're a woman, you're a DEI hire. If you get the job because you're gay, you're a DEI hire. If you get the job because you're black, you're a DEI hire. And what you want is to have your cake and eat it too. Democrat politicians and corporate leaders, by the way, they want the credit for being Mr. Diversity in announcing 20% of our pilots will be they'll be minorities or women in the coming years. But then once they've eliminated all the white men and you have a bunch of people get in there who are DEI hires, nobody wants that label. Quit calling me a DEI hire. Well, that's how it works. But none of that is actually the point in this little rant. I want to get to my story about the media lying here in a moment. My point is this. This is Kamala Harris. It's just fun to look back and laugh at them. It's fun to look back and mock how horrible it was. This is about you and me. You cannot allow these people into your organization. If they don't poison it the first day, they'll poison it the second day. If it's not the first year, it'll be year 2, 3, 4, or 5. And if they don't happen to poison your organization while they're in your organization, I promise you they will poison your organization after they leave the organization. Gratitude is not in the communist's nature. Kamala Harris was vice president of the United States of America. And the only reason she was vice president is because Joe Biden plucked her out of the Senate and dropped her in that seat, of course, because she's a black woman. But no matter what the reason is, he is the only reason she got to fly around the planet on Air Force 2 for 4 years, speeches, the rest of her life now, if she wants it to be, will be giving $200,000 speeches in the university network, corporate America. She will now make millions, fly on private jets. The rest of her life is easy street because Joe Biden made her vice president of the United States of America, and all she is bitter. All she is mad. Takes time to write a memoir and blasts the guy for it. Blast! He wouldn't even defend me. That's how it goes every time with these people. Fire them and never hire them. Trust me on that. And trust me on this. You need to get your retirement protected. You need to call Gold Co. and find out what they can do for you. We have troubled times ahead. You know that and I know that. It's inevitable. Trust the company with over 6,000 five-star reviews to fortify your 401k. Fortify your retirement accounts with precious metals that have stood the test of time and always will. You don't even have to convince people about the value of precious metals. Everyone's always known it. Long before we were a country, everyone knew it. And long after we are gone, it will still hold value. Get some as part of your retirement to protect it. You busted your butt for it, stashing money away your whole life, money you could have used. Now you want to stay retired. Get retired. Get a hold of Gold Co. before the bubble pops. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can download the podcast on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So, you know that old Mark Twain saying, a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth finishes putting on its shoes in the morning? Get what happened to me this morning. How evil the media is, how much they lie with reckless abandon, and then the lies spread. So as you know, as we've been discussing, in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder, the communists are in turtle-up mode. They know everyone's angry with them. Everyone's glaring at them. They're trying the best they can to spread the blame around and all that kind of stuff. You know all that. And they're trying as hard as they can to counterattack to make the right look bad. Now, a little background on this. South Park, in case you don't know, is a show. It's a cartoon, but it's a cartoon for adults. It's a comedy show that's been on television forever, for absolutely ever. Comedy, South Park's been around. Now, they did an episode recently where they really lampooned the Trump administration. And everybody involved in the Trump administration, they really blast both sides, to be honest with you, but they really lampooned Kristi Noem and Charlie Kirk in particular. They just crushed Charlie Kirk. And I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw snippets of it. I thought it was quite funny. I don't mind people lampooning things. And you know who else thought it was hilarious? Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk thought it was great. He thought it was funny, okay? So that's the background on South Park. Now, after Charlie Kirk got assassinated, South Park pulled the episode on their own. They pulled it off so people can't watch it anymore, which I don't like. It was funny. That didn't cause anything. It was no big deal. I mean, they mocked him. No big deal. Whatever, people get mocked. I don't care. I get mocked all the time. It doesn't bother me. So I didn't like that they pulled the episode, but it happened. But that's the background. The important thing is, did you hear me discuss it ever? Chris, you've been there for 7 years as I do this show. Have you ever heard me mention South Park one time for any reason whatsoever? Never. I've never mentioned it. It's a TV show. I don't care about it. I don't watch it. I mean, I've seen it, but it's not something that occupies a minute of my time. This entire issue means nothing to me. Pulling the episode itself, nothing. It's nothing I've discussed. Get this. In the New York Post this morning, the New York Post said, Right-wing radio host Jesse Kelly told his listeners South Park thought it was funny to turn Charlie into a cartoon joke. Now his wife is planning a funeral. What? That's not just something I didn't say. It's something I don't even think. I don't even agree with it. This isn't twisting my words or manipulating something at all. This is completely fabricated. Completely fabricated from start to finish. A complete outright lie by the New York Post. But, and remember, this is not about me. I'm just explaining how this works. What happens from there? Well, really credit to Donald Trump for this. Media companies have started getting sued a lot for lying about people. But if you go on the news and you say Donald Trump is a convicted rapist, they love saying that, boom, he's going to sue you and you're going to pay millions of dollars because it's not true. Donald Trump has turned the right more litigious, and it's a good thing. And media companies have been writing large checks. So these are still communist savages. They're still animals. But they don't want to be the one that makes the boss have to write a $10 million check. What to do? What to do? You're a reporter. You're a subhuman communist who's fighting for the revolution. You understand that means you have to lie about things, but gosh, we're being held accountable for these lies. What do you do? Well, here's what you do. You quote other news outlets. That way, your butt is covered. The New York Post printed this outright lie. From there, the Hollywood Reporter printed an outright lie. This is how they phrased it. According to the New York Post is how he started the sentence. Then he said what I said. Oh, but you didn't think it would stop there. Rolling Stone printed the lie, citing the New York Post. AOL printed the lie, citing the New York Post. Yahoo printed the lie, citing the New York Post. MSN printed the lie. The lie itself is still spreading as we speak. And I want to emphasize again, they didn't twist my words. They didn't manipulate anything. The entire thing is a fabrication from nothing. They took a blank canvas, came up with their own quote, said, I said it, and now it's spreading like wildfire across the internet, and it is a complete fabrication. And your liberal Aunt Peggy, the one who never breaks free from the communist info network, she will yell at you till you're blue in the face that I said it. Did you hear what Jesse Kelly said? And everything around her will reinforce the lie she believes. How many times have I told you these people live in a world of make-believe, and the elite communists are constantly building and maintaining that world to keep your liberal Aunt Peggy trapped in that world, unable to ever escape it and actually see the truth. And this is one of the tactics they use. It's not about me. Don't feel bad about me, by the way. I don't care. It's really no big deal. I just thought it was funny. I thought it was funny to show you a tactic. When you see news outlets quoting other news outlets, automatically be suspicious. That's how they cover their evil ways. Now, I mentioned earlier that you should never, ever, ever hire a communist for any reason, ever. If you have a bad employee, period, no matter their belief system, fire them. But you know why you don't? You know why you hang on to that cancer? Because you're worried about finding someone else. It's hard to find somebody. You have to find someone and pray they're the right person. What if they're a screw up? Then I've... Why don't you let ZipRecruiter make your life easier? Take the time and hassle out of finding somebody. They go chase them down and do the work with their matching technology. You post a job, the best candidates get put in front of you immediately. The most amazing stat I think I've ever heard in my life is 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get someone the first day. You're not months away. You're a day away from replacing that cancer with somebody wonderful. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day. USA! USA! The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I wanted to remind you that last hour we did our Niger versus Somalia, crappiest country in the world tournament.
It's the 2025 crappiest country in the world competition. Tonight's matchup is between Somalia and Niger. Brought to you by Alphabet Plungers. Use both ends.
If you missed it, you're going to have to download the podcast. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. It's free. Go subscribe. Download it every day. Let's do some of your emails, shall we? Dear Jesse, you've always been telling us, you've always been great at telling us to get involved. It's because of you that I convinced a bunch of friends across the U.S. to vote last November for the first time at 40-something years old, believe it or not. After Charlie Kirk's assassination, I truly want to use your advice and continue what he started. It's the right thing to do. As a devout Catholic and conservative, I believe it's my calling in life. I've done my time in the service, but I don't feel like it's been enough to give back. How do I start? Any thoughts on how to get involved? I appreciate your feedback. Says her name is Liana. I don't know what your passion is, but here's what I know. If you use the things you're passionate about or issues you're passionate about and follow that route, that is what's going to give you longevity in being an activist. Meaning, maybe you're passionate about music. Maybe you're a musical person. You play music. You write music. Maybe you start by writing patriotic songs or volunteering to sing the national anthem at local political events. That's a way to be involved, to give back. Maybe that's your thing, right? Maybe you would like to sit in a seat of political power where you need to start running for office. Maybe, I don't know what your thing is, what your passion is. The reason I've been successful in doing this little media venture is by the grace of God, to be honest with you. But part of the reason is I chase the things I'm passionate about, and my passion bleeds through. I love history. So we end up talking history, and you end up enjoying history because we're talking it together because I'm passionate about that. There are things I don't discuss a lot. Foreign policy. Why don't I discuss foreign policy? Is there anything wrong with a show that discusses foreign policy? Not at all. It's not something I'm passionate about, so I'm not going to try to force it into anything at all. Laughing. You know I'm a goof and I'm inappropriate and I like to laugh. And so I will laugh and therefore you will laugh. This is not an example of how to be like me. We just do the show we want to do, and it works out. Look, maybe it's media. It's powerful when you get a big platform. You can do things with it, help people along. Maybe it's that. How do you begin? Start putting videos of yourself on social media. Do you know how cheap a decent podcast setup is? You know how they say, you know, there's a lot of podcasts. Yeah, there's a lot of crappy ones. Maybe you could do a good one. You know, it doesn't cost that much money. Don't think that you have to have this, you know, I'm with Premier, so we're going to have good stuff here. You don't need all this. You can get a little setup at your house for not very much money. Maybe start putting out a 5-minute show, a 10-minute show with your thoughts. Ah, but no one's going to watch. No, Chris just said $200. How about that? $200, you get a little setup. No one's going to care. No one's going to watch. You know what? At first, you're right. At first, when you start running for office, no one's going to care about you either. You probably suck at giving speeches. Your podcast will suck in the beginning. Oh, I want to open up a Turning Point USA chapter to continue his work. Yep, you'll suck at that too in the beginning. And you'll get better every single day. Just begin. Just begin whatever you're passionate at. I have a guy I know. He does knives. He does custom knives. And he finds ways to turn that patriotic, giving a portion of the proceeds back. Find your passion. warp it. I shouldn't say warp it, but use it for the cause and pursue it. And I bet you will find success. Maybe it's in your church. Right? And don't think it has to be sexy. Don't think it has to be media. Maybe you're supposed to help park cars on Sunday. Don't think that that's nothing at all. Smallest or the most. Remember, Jesse, you always say you get death threats from kooky left-wing nut jobs. Sounds like you just shrug it off. Is that really how you handle them, or are you going to take them more seriously now? I love the show and all you do. Keep fighting the commies. P.S. I still think Chris is your imaginary friend. I shrug it off because there's no other way to handle this stuff. I do take it seriously to an extent. At my home is unbelievably locked down. That I take deadly serious, because now we're talking about wife, kids, everything else. That I take deadly serious. My own personal security. You know what it is. I carry a weapon and a burner. I carry both on me at all times. You know my thoughts on walking around on your phone. As I've told my sons and told you, your greatest protection is your eyes. Open them up, put your phone in your pocket, and look around. I try to be hyper aware of things. I know there are communists who want me dead. And you can't live your life like that, man. You can't look tonight. This is how it is now. Tonight, I could walk out of here and someone could clip me in the parking lot. Nothing you can do about a high-powered rifle. Not a daggone thing. Nothing. Especially if somebody's in a concealed position. They're going to get you. What are you going to do? Sit and stress about that? Don't worry about me. All right, I'll be all right. Don't worry about me. You just get involved and be bold, all right? Jesse, I'm good friends with a youth pastor at my church. We'd gone to the range the day after Charlie's murder. After talking to him, I wasn't sure what the message was going to be on Sunday as they were all still processing the events. Well, on Sunday, my church was full and amen rang louder and more widespread throughout the congregation than usual. The message was simple. Do not be silenced by this evil. Stand up and speak. There was one part of the sermon that got a loud amen, followed by applause. He said, quote, "We as Christians have been saved for too long, and we must get out of these pews and go forth to spread his word." Video after video, I see that happening all over the globe. Such an amazing thing coming from a horrific event. God is great. I pray this doesn't fade. Thanks for all you do. There is an energy out there right now that is wonderful. Wonderful. I'm going to play it again. The vice president. Yes. This is how it's done. Bold and clear. It's time to fight evil.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
That's how it's done. That's how we speak. All right, we'll do a couple more of these, and then we'll check out of here. Now, remember something. Make chalk part of your life. Make natural herbal supplements from chalk part of your life, and your life will get better. It almost sounds weird, doesn't it? But how much would your work day improve if you weren't tired in the afternoons? If you just felt good, like you feel in the morning after two cups of coffee, you feel that way at 5 o'clock. How much better would you be at work? How much better would you be at home if on the weekends, at night after you get home, you're in a good mood? You have energy. You want to do things. That's what a female vitality stack or a male vitality stack from Chalk will do for you. And I'm not talking about distant future. Over 3 years, I've had a male vitality stack running through my veins. As I'm talking to you right now, my legs are bouncing up and down under the desk. It's like 8 o'clock at night here. That's what chalk can do for you. Ready to go. feeling good. C-H-O-Q, chalk.com/Jesse. Go start today. You're 90 days away from feeling amazing. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We'll get back tomorrow to do it again. Also, don't forget, if you're in Oklahoma, it's time to primary James Lankford.
We need to be careful in how we talk about this, whether it is talking about white nationalists and preparing to be able to attack and to be able to carry an attack, or to somebody like a Timothy McVeigh that hated the government.
Well, it's definitely both sides. The white nationalists, guys. Nancy Pelosi knows what's going on, as she always does. Nancy Pelosi understands how much trouble they're in right now, while James Lankford is helping Democrats run back to their fallback position. Nancy Pelosi's up there trying to deflect as hard as possible.
People don't have any intention of saying something that's going to lead to something dangerous, but we cannot take responsibility for the minds that are out there and how they hear it.
Of course. They spend years and years and years breaking the minds of their base, filling up their minds with all kinds of endless rhetoric, slave patrols.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived.
And soon you find one who's so broken, so done, they go do something about it. Of course. Jesse, I can't help but notice how many teachers celebrated Charlie Kirk's murder. It's good that many have been fired, but here's the problem. They will be replaced with more communist scum. The teachers' colleges must be reformed, otherwise you can fire every academic and they will simply be blackpilled with more awful demons. It's the same in the law schools. Okay, well, I want to clarify something, because I've heard this before of, we're going to fire them, but it's not enough. They'll still be in society. The more will replace them. And to some extent, that is true. But remember, what is culture? We haven't had this talk in a while. What is culture? Culture is simply what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes. And to make a very simple point, if you incentivize something, you will get more of it. If you disincentivize something, you will get less of it. Okay? So when our culture completely snapped and lost its mind, our culture was incentivizing all this LGBTQ rotten filth. That's why we all of a sudden see the number of children doing it spiking through the roof. That's culture. Culture, that's what our culture became. Now, that part of the culture is on the run. Now there's a disincentive there. If you cannot change the heart of your liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, that's fine. I wish we could. Maybe you can. But if you can't, that's fine. But the evil Democrat demons in this society need to pay a price, a social price that comes with celebrating death and murder. And they have to do that because that will disincentivize it for others. It will. I know they've been unable to control themselves for a week now, and so we have everybody from army colonels to professors, that like people with big-time careers are losing their jobs because they couldn't control themselves. But you know what will happen now? And in fact, to some extent, I bet you it already is happening. They're going to stop posting these things. The shame of posting these things, of saying these things out loud, should be widespread so you become afraid to say them. You know, that's powerful. It's more powerful than laws. Changing hearts, changing culture is more powerful than politicians or laws or anything else. It should be widespread, the condemnation that comes with celebrating someone getting assassinated. That should be widespread condemnation. There should be people getting fired because that lets the other ones know, hey, this is not good. It's a disincentive, all right? It's like we talk about when abortion's a great thing, a great, great way to bring this up. Because Roe versus Wade got overturned, which is good. And a lot of us thought, well, great. And then what happened? Red states, some of them started passing abortion bans. A lot of us thought, this is great. And all that's fine. But how are abortions happening at the same pace they were? You changed laws, you didn't change hearts, you didn't change the culture. And might as well give a nice shout out to Preborn. They're the ones changing the culture. Preborn saves so many because Preborn actually gives a woman an ultrasound. When she hears the heartbeat, now it's not a clump of cells you can carve up and throw in the trash can. It's your baby. When a mom hears a heartbeat, it's a baby, and then she'll choose life almost every time. Credit to Preborn for that. They're the ones changing the culture, I should point out. By the way, don't forget, $28 saves that life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Jesse, occasionally you're shaking hands with someone you meet and they do the old vice grip. Why they do that puzzles me. Are they insecure in their manliness? What's the strategy down the road for the same guy? All right, I've got one. So if you come across a hand crusher, and you should always have a firm handshake, you should, but a hand crusher, here's what you do. When you shake their hand, stick your index finger out straight. I know it doesn't make sense, Chris, just trust me. If you're dealing with a hand crusher, you can have a good firm handshake for them. Sticking your finger out straight will save your hand from being crushed. I'm sure there's going to be some nerdy doctor or physical therapist or something who will know the reason why. And I forget who showed me this years ago. I don't remember why, Chris. I don't remember why, but I will tell you it works. And I had to master this because my grandpa Hank had these gigantic bear paws and he didn't mean to, but he would just smash your hand to oblivion for nothing. What, Chris? No, knuckle juggling. No, Chris, we're not talking about what you did in college. I'm talking about you just shake someone's hand and your finger essentially goes straight almost down their wrist. Almost down their wrist. It does something. I should use a big word now. Physiological. I think I used that right, Chris. Gosh, that was awesome. Good work, me.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Misu Zulu Kawelathini. I wanted to say it and see if I could on the air, and I nailed it. Zulu King challenges a professor to a stick fight in South Africa. There's a part of me who doesn't want our society to devolve, but then there's another part of me that realizes our politicians trading hands on the floor of the Senate is a possibility in the future. And I think that's really cool. Okay, now leftists are posting hit lists of people they want to murder next. Yes, as I've mentioned, the murderers are not gone. There is one in jail in Utah. There are a lot more out there because they were socially conditioned to violence for years and years and years. We have to stand up and be bolder than ever and act accordingly. Texas Rep. McCall announces he will not run for re-election next year. That is yet another bit of the swamp being drained. He's one of the most disgusting, despicable members of the United States House of Representatives. Goodbye, good riddance, put a smile on your face. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.